International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. The Kingdom of God, the Realm of the Divine Life and of the Divine Species. Week 1. Day 6. Outline. Roman number 2. The Kingdom of God is not only the realm of the divine life and of the divine dominion, but also the realm of the divine species, in which are all the divine things. Capital A. In John 3, the Kingdom of God refers more to the species of God than to the reign of God. Capital B. God became man to enter into the human species, and man becomes God in life and nature but not in the Godhead to enter into the divine species. Capital C. In order to enter into the divine realm, the realm of the divine species, we need to be born of God to have the divine life and the divine nature. Number 1. God created man not according to man's kind but in his image and according to his likeness to be God's kind, God's species. Number 2. The believers, who are born of God by regeneration to be his children in his life and nature but not in his Godhead, are more in God's kind than Adam was. Small a. Adam had only the outward appearance of God without the inward reality. Small b. We, the believers in Christ and the children of God, have the reality of the divine life, and we are being transformed and conformed to the Lord's image in our entire being. Small c. Our second birth, regeneration, caused us to enter into the kingdom of God to become the species of God. Small d. All the children of God are in the divine realm of the divine species. Small e. The believers are God-men in the divine species, that is, in the kingdom of God. Capital D. In the Gospel of John we see many aspects of the believers living in the kingdom of God as the realm of the divine species. Number 1. Of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. Number 2. The water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life. Number 3. He who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Number 4. As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you, abide in my love. Number 5. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. Number 6. He who does the truth comes to the light, that his works may be manifested that they are wrought in God. Number 7. An hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truthfulness, for the Father also seeks such to worship him. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. Number 8. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. Number 9. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Number 10. Love one another even as I have loved you. This is the end of today's outline.